Begin the current daf, Masechtas Gittin, daf Dalet. Begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the beginning of our Masechta, of our Perek, where we have this halacha of Hamevi Gittin Medin Sayam, has to say, b'fanei nechtem, the shlich, the agent has to say that this get was written in front of me and signed in front of me. Now, there's a fundamental machlekes between Rabba and Rava. What's the reason for this statement that the shlich makes? Rabba says, because we're concerned that they're not so proficient in this halacha of lishma, of having the get written specifically for this woman, and therefore he has to testify that he saw it being written lishma. And Rava says the reason is because we're concerned that maybe the husband's going to come and contest it, like any shtar that could be contested. Then the halacha of kim shtaris requires that then it's verified by the witnesses in the document. Problem is, since that's far away overseas, now there's no one here that recognized their signatures, and then she's going to be stuck because it's going to be unverifiable get, and she's not going to be able to utilize the divorce of that get, and therefore we have the shliach say that he saw it being signed, and he verifies the signatures that are written in that get. So now the Gemara says that seemingly this machlegis Rabba and Rava is actually the machlegis tanoim in our Mishnah itself, as the Gemara explains. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, one of the opinions mentioned was the Tanna Kamma, who said that if you bring a get from overseas, you have to say b'fanei nechtem, but b'fanei nechtem. Then, Rabbi Gamliel, he said that afa mevi min harekem u min hachegri, even if the get is being brought from out of Eretz Yisrael, but right there on the border of where Eretz Yisrael ends, which is rekem hacheger, since it's out of Eretz Yisrael, you still have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. And Rabbi Eliezer, he says even a bigger chiddush, bigger novelty, that afil mekfar ludim lulud, even from kfar ludim lulud, you have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. Now, v'omar Abaya, Abaya said regarding these cities that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer added on, he said, what's the significance of what they're adding on? Is they're be'ayaris hasmuchis le'eretz Yisrael. For example, that of Rekem and Cheger that Rabbi Gamliel added on are cities that are so close to Eretz Yisrael. And moreover, umvloyis betchum Eretz Yisrael, those that Rabbi Eliezer adds on are even closer, and that is that they're, so to speak, swallowed up in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. It's just that they're not part of Eretz Yisrael itself. Askinan, that's the cases that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer are adding on. Now, as the Gemara explains further, V'amar Rabba Babachana said, L'didi chazi li hahu asra. I actually saw that place, meaning the distance between this village, Kfar Ludim and Lud, V'hava, and their distance was Kimime Kuvi lepumbadisa, which are two places in Bavel, which again, they're just saying, because here their Gemara is in Bavel, that's where they were in Babylon, and they were referencing place in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, I saw that place. They're so close, like Beit Kubi to Pumbedisa. So again, that is the difference of opinions in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Machlal de Tanna Kamma Sabar Hani Leitzach. The inference is that the Tanna Kamma held that from Rekem and Cheger and for sure from, let's say, Kfar Lud and Lud, that it's not necessary to say b'fanei nechtem, because they're very close. Where Rabbi Gamliel came to add on, they said no. Even the close places like Rekem and Cheger, you still have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. But he agreed that to the Tanna Kamma, not like Rabbi Eliezer, but if they're muvla, if like they're absorbed into the area of what's part of Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer added on even the muvlois. Now, what is this case of muvlois? So Rashi describes, for example, there are certain cities that are listed amongst the eastern front of Eretz Yisrael to delineate what is the boundary over there. Like it says in Bamid Balamadal, Besavisim Lechem Legbul Kedmo, that this will be for your eastern boundary, Mechatzar Enon, Begerim, etc. It says a different place along the eastern border to identify where's the border. Now, there's many different cities mentioned over there by the border. From there outward towards the east is Chutz Laretz. Now, there are certain ones of those cities mentioned in the Torah that stick out more than the others towards the east, a distance of 4 or 5 parsois. Now, if one would take a line and draw from that city to another city along the eastern border, there are cities that are going to be within that line that are absorbed within the tchum of the eastern front, although they're not really part of Eretz Yisrael, because the way it goes is not a straight line. You have a city sticking out a lot more, and then that city's part of Eretz Yisrael, but then it comes in, and then it goes out, and in and out, and that's how it is. Now, if you made a line that would be the eastern front of these cities, these cities are like in the U, in that concave created by the eastern front, or any gvul that it is. That's what Kfar Ludim was to Lud. Now again, so that's the three remachlekes between the Tanakama, Rav Gamliel, and Rav Eliezer. Says the Gemara, my lam b'hokim mifugi. Isn't this what they're arguing about? The machlekes Rabbi and Rav is the machlekes Tanum in our Mishnah. How so? The Mar Sava, because the Tanakama held like Rabba. Lafisha in bekin lishma. Why do you have to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta? Because they're not proficient in halacha b'lishma. Fahani gimiri. These they're very close to Eretz Yisrael. They're sending their sons to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. They're very close. They are proficient in the same halachas like in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas the Mar Sava, but Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, lafisha in edim etzurin lekaimer. No, the reason why you have to say b'fani nechta is like Rava, because you have to have at least the shliach to verify that the witnesses were valid, because if not, there's not going to be anybody to verify, because they don't know people that live in Medina Sayyam. Now, vahani nami lo yishchichi, and they held that there is what would be called a cheirum, there is a division between Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael. Many different reasons. There's tumen, chutz loretz, and here there's not. There's divisions. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer held that even rekem echeger, you still have to say b'fani nechtem, because there's still not going to be edim etzurin lekaimer, even though they're so close. Whereas Tanakama held that no, there you don't have to say, because they're b'kin l'shma. So seemingly the machlekes Rabbi and Rava is a machlekes Tanoim in our Mishnah. So that thing where it says loy. No. Rabbi mitarts l'tamei. Rabbi resolves that all the Tanoim will hold like him. The reason is because of l'shma. And for Rabbi mitarts l'tamei, Rabbi will explain that everyone holds like him, that the reason is because of that there's not going to be edim mitzurin lekaimer, and therefore we need the shliach to be mekaimer, as the Gemara explains. Rabba mitarts l'tamei. Rabba resolves all the opinions like his reasoning. The kuli amal lefisha imikin l'shma. Every one of those opinions on the kama, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer hold that the reason why you say b'fani nechta v'b'fani nechtem is because they're not proficient in l'shma. But v'hacha b'hacha mifligi. So what are they arguing about? It's on the following point. Tanakama savar hani kivin d'smuches. Tanakama held, in contrast to Medina Sayyam, which are overseas, far away, whereas Rekem Echeger and for sure Kfar Ludim Lud, since they're close, it's a Mi'kmeg Miri. So they're well versed. They know the halacha. So they don't have to say. For us, Rabbi Gamliel LeMeimer, Rabbi Gamliel came to say, no, Muvloyis Gemiri. Those that are literally absorbed in the area of what would be the cities on whichever front it is, they're well versed, because they're literally in that almost like part of Eretz Yisrael. But even though they're close, but if their boundaries and their clear-cut separate from the other side, then they're not well-versed. So Rekem Echeger has to say, but Kfar Ludim Lud doesn't have to say. V'asra b'liezer l'meimer, and b'liezer came to say that mevlois nami loy, that yes, although obviously, and that's what everyone would seem to be agreeing, that if it's muvla in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, for sure they're well-versed. But still, Rabbi Eliezer held it will not be removed from the categorization of Medina Sayyam to require saying b'fani nechtem, shloi tachlik b'Medina Sayyam, so that there shouldn't be any division, any differences in cities out of Eretz Yisrael, because once there was a gzera from Medina Sayyam, so they didn't want to differentiate and say, okay, here you could, here you can. Once you leave Eretz Yisrael, even though you are learned and the reasoning of b'fani nechtem doesn't apply, you still have to say b'fani nechtem. That's how Rabbi explains all the opinions. And Rav, explains according to his reasoning. The kuliyam lefisha ain edim mitzuyin lekaimer. Everyone agrees that the reason why you have to say b'fani nechtem, is because or else there's not going to be any witnesses around to verify the get after the husband contests it. Now, so then what are they arguing about? Tanakama sabad, Tanakama held, hanikib, and the smuchis, these cities, Kfar Ludim, Rekem Echeger, since they're close by, Mishka Shchichi, so then you do have people, they're very close by, so they're over the border, fine, what's the big deal? They come and they go, there will be people that will recognize the signatures. For us, Rabbi Gamliel LeMeimer, however, Rabbi Gamliel came to say, no, Mevloi Shchichi, if they're literally absorbed in the area on either side of Eretz Yisrael, then they're commonly having people from either side knowing each other's signatures. But Smuchas Lo Shchichi, but if they're just close by, there's a division and they don't recognize each other's signatures. Where Asra Rabbi Eliezer LeMeimer, and that's where Rabbi Eliezer came to argue on all of them, and he said, Mevlois Namiloi, even though it's absorbed in the area are not going to be excluded from the obligation of saying before the nechtam, shloi tachli b'mnein zayam, so that you don't differentiate in areas overseas beyond the border of Eretz Yisrael. Again, although that there are edim between the kaimai, he didn't want to be machalik, and therefore, again, Rabbah and Rava both explain all the opinions like either one of their interpretations. However, the Gemara continues trying to attempt to show that the machlekes Rabbah and Rava is a machlekes of Tanoim in our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah after we mentioned those three opinions, we said and the sages say, you don't have to say this statement of in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. Only if someone is bringing the get from overseas to Eretz Yisrael, or someone that's taking from Eretz Yisrael to overseas. Now, Machlal says the Gemara, the inference is, the Tanakama saw that obviously the Tanakama that didn't mention that idea. Tanakama only said that if you're bringing from overseas to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say. Savar, obviously he held that Moilich Leitzach, that if you're taking from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, that you don't have to say before the Nechtam. Says the Gemara, my la bokeh mevlegi. Isn't this what they're arguing about? Timar saw the Tanakama that only required from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, he held the Fishim Bikin Lishma. The whole reason why you have to say it is because you're not proficient in Alochas of Lishma, which is like Rabbah. And as we continue on to Amud Beis, but Vahani, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, going to Chutzlaretz, they're Gemiri, they're proficient in Halachas. They don't have to say before the Nechtam. Whereas Umar Sava, but the Chachamim Oymrim that said that you have to say both from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, is because Lefisha ain't Eidim Mitzurin Lekamri. They held the reason is like Rava, because you're just not going to have people that can verify their signatures. Vahani Namaloy Shrichi. And you're right, even going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, which are very far away, that there's not going to be anyone over there to recognize the signatures from Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you also have to say before the Nechtam from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz. Seemingly, the Machlekes Tanakama and the Chachamim is the Machlekes Rabbah and Rava. So that the Gemara says, no. Rabbah mitatz l'tameh, v'Rabbah mitatz l'tameh. Each one answers according to his opinion. And that is, everyone agrees to their individual opinions. Rabbah mitatz l'tameh, Rabbah answers according to his reasoning. The Kuli Amal l'fisha imbekin l'shma, both opinions, everyone agrees that the reason why you say b'fani nechtav is because they're not proficient in Lishma. But v'hacha b'gzeres melech otomevi k'miflegi. Here, what they do argue about is, do we make a decree of saying that you have to say b'fani nechtav, even when you're taking from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, because then you might come to, if you didn't have to say, then you might come not to say, even when you're coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Where the Tanakama saw the Tanakama held, like as we know, melech otomevi, we don't make such a decree. From Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to because they're not Bekin Lishma. From Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you don't have to because they are Bekin Lishma. The Rabbanim Basra Yisavi, however, the later Rabbanim, meaning the Chacham Oyim, the last opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, they were Gazrin and Mailu Chatumevi. For them, it's a Gezerah, you're right. There's no reason why from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz they should have to say. But there's a Gezerah, a rabbinic decree, because if we didn't make you say from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, they might not come to say from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that's a problem because then we might not know if it was written Lishma. That's according to Rabbah. The Rabbah mitarets l'tameh, and Rabbah answers it according to his opinion. The kule amal l'fisha ein edim tzur l'kaimei, everyone agrees the reason is because we're concerned that there might not be witnesses who are very far away from this area that won't be able to verify the signatures on the get if the husband contests the validity of the get. Now, Rabban basroi l'fushay taimei t'anikama hu da'asu. Truth is that everybody holds, even the Tanakama, since they're very far away, that you have to say before the Nechtam, even from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. It's just that the Tanakama picked one of them, on that the Mishnah later quoted the Chacham Aymrim that said that it actually is not just from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but it's also from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, because everyone agrees that it's because, like Rabbah says, Lefisha in Edim and Tzurin Lekaimer. So again, so we said that it's not a Machlekes Tanoim, this Machlekes Rabbah and Rabbah, because each one could explain all the Tanoim like his opinion. Now the Gemara proceeds to ask different questions on the opinion of Rabbah from different sources. It's not. We learned in our Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah said that Hamevi get me medina le medina be medina siyam. If someone brings a get from one country to another country overseas, meaning in Chutz Laretz, any area out of Eretz Yisrael, tzorach leim befani nechtav befani nechtam, then the shliach has to say, in front of me was written, in front of me was signed. Now, the inference is, Medina, but let's say it wasn't from country to country in Chutz Laretz. Let's say it was in the same country. Let's say from city to city. B'medina sayam, even if it's overseas, then loit saruch, then they wouldn't have to say b'fanenechtam. Now that's in spite of the fact that anywhere out of Eretz Yisrael, they're not bekiyin lishma. Now, so why would they not have to say? Obviously, because since it's in the same country, you have edim, you have witnesses that could verify the signatures that are signed in the document. So therefore, the Gemara asks, l'rava nicha, l'rava kasha. That seems to support the opinion of Rava, who says that the whole reason why you have to say is because of in edim etzun l'kaimai, and in the same country, there are edim etzun l'kaimai. Whereas according to Rava, even in the same country, you should still have to say because you have to verify that it was written l'shma. So now the Gemara says, no, loy tema, don't say to make the inference that you did in the question where you're saying that, oh, it says if you take from one country to another country, Medina Siam, oh, then you have to say. But it sounds like in the same country, that then you don't have to. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the correct diag, that's not correct inference, which is what Rabbi would answer. He would say, don't say, don't make the inference, but if it's in the same country in Medina Siam, then you don't have to say. Rather, it's a different inference you should make from the statement. Yes, from one Medina to another Medina in Medina Siam, you have to say. But rather, Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael, loitzach, the inference is not regarding the Medina, but Medina Siyam. And that is, even if you're going from country to country, which as we explained previously, that there's different parts of Eretz Yisrael that are like different Medinas, is Yehuda and the Galil and Ebel Yarden. So even if you're going from one part to another part in Eretz Yisrael, that's where you don't have to say b'fanenachtem. And because then actually that is like Rabbo, because yes, in Eretz Yisrael, even if they're far away, that there's no Edim between the Kaimai, but they're still bekin, they're professional Shema, that's what we don't have to say. Now the Gemara wonders, if that's the interpretation which Rabbah would explain for the Dik in our Mishnah, so that it works out like his opinion, but but the Mishnah concludes explicitly with the Halacha, which the Mishnah said, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, if someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, which sounds like no matter where it is, even Medina le Medina, you don't have to say b'fanenachtem. So why would we need the inference of the Reisha to tell us that Medina la Medina be'eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say, when the Mishnah explicitly says that case at the end? So it must be like Rava, and the inference is not on the Medina la Medina be'eretz Yisrael, but rather be'eis Medina Medina Sayam, that you don't have to say, which is like Rava, not like Rava. So the Gemara says, no, you need both. Why? Imahi, had we only had, as the way Rava interpreted the Deek of the Reisha, which tells you, yeah, Medina la Medina be'Medina Sayam, you have to say. But Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say, Havamina Hanamili Di'evet. I would have thought to say, that's only after the fact. And that is, if let's say, it is brought from Medina, Medina, and Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't written in front of him, so then you don't have to invalidate his shlichus, and we could accept it, and we could give the get. But we would have thought, initially, if let's say he goes and consults us, then we would have told him that, no, you should be present over there when it's written so that you could say b'fanenachtem, and that this, that the Reisha said it's okay, is only b'di'evet, but like it's chila not. K'mash b'lan, that's why we need the superfluous, seemingly redundant, because you already know it from the Yig of the Reisha, the explicit case of the Sefer, which the Mishnah concludes, to say that no, you don't need to say b'fanenachtem from Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, not only b'di'evet, but even like it's chila, you don't have to, again, because Allah is like Rabbah, that the reason is because they're not Bekin Lashma, but in Eretz Yisrael, they're Bekin Lashma, and therefore even Medina Medina, you don't have to say Bevanei Nechtav or Bevanei Nechtav. That's one version of the question. Vikid the Masiv Lahachi, actually, there are those that asked the question we just asked the other way around, where the Teretz was the question, and the question is going to be the answer. Where the Deek was that, oh, it says Medina Le Medina Be Medina Siyam, then you have to say Bevanei Nechtav, Bevanei Nechtav. Ha, but the inference is, Me Medina Le Medina Be Eretz Yisrael, then Leitzach. If it's from one country, one faction of Eretz Yisrael to another one, then you don't have to. It's only Medina Siyam that you have to. Now, L'Rabba Nicha, L'Rabba Kasha. That works well for Rabba, because Rabba says the reason is because Bekin L'Shma and Eretz Yisrael they are, but according to Rabba, that's difficult. Because if you're going from one Medina to another Medina, meaning from Yehuda, let's say, to the Galil, where they don't have caravans going from one to the other, why don't you need to say B'Fanenach V'Nechtem if there's no Edim between the Kaimar? Now, Rashi points out an obvious question, is that why is the Gemara asking from the Dig of the Reisha, according to the second version on Rava, when it could have asked an explicit question from the Sefer, where it says explicitly, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, whoever brings a get in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like even Medina la Medina, that you don't have to say before the Nechtem, obviously the reason is because of Lishma, not because of Ein Edim Tzurim Mekamah, like Rava says. So that Rashi answers, he says, no. that the reason why is that the Reisha is case said explicitly from Medina to Medina, which again, we said in Medina, yeah, then you have to say, and the inference was that Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to. Whereas the Sefer didn't say explicitly from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, had we asked from the Sefer, we would have said, oh, when it says in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say before the Nechtim, that means to say in, only in that same Medina. Now, Rashi points out that although then, if that's what the Gemara would have answered, then we would have asked, oh, so if you're saying that in Eretz Yisrael, in Oyis Medina, in the same Medina, that's when you don't have to say, but the inference is, but in Medina Sayyam, in the same Medina, then you would have to say, well, then either way, it's going to be a question on Rava, because why in the same Medina, why in the same country in Chutz La'aretz would you have to say, if Edman Tzum Lekaimoy, so that would be a difficulty on Rava, but then Rashi says, either way, you're back to a Deek again. It would still be asking from a Deek of the Seifa, where in Eretz Yisrael, it's saying you don't have to, but in Chutz La'aretz you would have to. So therefore we, anyways, if it's going to come on to a Deek, we already ask from the Deek of the Reisha, which again is a difficulty according to Rava, where seemingly according to Rava, in Eretz Yisrael, Medina Medina, you should have to say before the Nechtem, but the Deek of the Reisha is telling us that you don't have to, because only Medina Sayyam you have to. So that the Gemara answers, Loi Tema, Medina Medina, Be'eretz Yisrael, Loi Tzach, don't say that the inference of Medina Medina, Medina Sayyam, that you have to sing, but that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to. Rather learn that the inference is that only from one country to another country in Medina Siam you don't have to, that you do have to, but in the same country, Medina Siam, then you don't have to again because then there's Eid Matsun the Kaimoy. That's this version, which is the reverse of the first version. That was a question on Rab, and this is a question on Rab. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Av Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael ma'is. Okay, so that's how Rav would resolve the question in saying that don't make the deek of Medina Medina be'eretz Yisrael that you don't have that you don't have to, but rather you would have to. So ask the Gemara. So Medina Medina be'eretz Yisrael ma'is. So what's the halacha? So then you're saying according to Rav, but then tzarech. Then Rav would hold that you would have to say before the nechtem. The question is, listen now, maybe Medina le Medina stam. So why did the Mishnah have to say that if you bring from one country to another country in Medina Sayyam, then you have to say before the Nechtam, which you're saying the inference is, but in the same Medina, in Medina Sayyam, then you don't have to. But just say, which would have encompassed more in the direct halacha, just say from Medina to Medina, you have to say. Because essentially in that direct halacha, there's no discrepancy between Medina Sayyam and Chutz La'aretz according to what you're saying, Rava. So why did it say only Medina Siam when essentially that halacha applies equally according to Rav in Eretz Yisrael too? So the Gemara says, you're right. La'olam, truthfully, the question that we had asked is true and it's not difficult according to Rav. La'olam, Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, Nami Leitzach. You're right, it's only from Medina 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 Siam that you have to, but from one country to another country in Eretz Yisrael itself, you don't have to say Befanenachtem, as you had made that dig, and it's still not difficult according to Rava. Why? The kivin de ikka oily regalim, because since there are those that three times a year on the Sholesh regalim, they come up to Yerushalayim, everyone from the whole Eretz Yisrael, so Mishkach Shchichi. So there are going to be witnesses that are going to be around at different times of the year that recognize the signatures that are signed in documents from anyone that lives anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, because everyone converges at one point onto Yerushalayim for the Yom Tov, and therefore, although we had assumed in the question that from Medina Medina to Eretz Yisrael, Rav would hold that you have to say, because Edom are not Matsuin the Kamer from Yehuda, let's say, to the Galil, that the Gemara is reversing that and saying that no, that Rav would agree that you don't have to say, because all Eretz Yisrael, there are witnesses that are all over, because everyone comes to Yerushalayim three times a year. Rashi points out that obviously this that we had said on Daf Beis, that one of the three cases that are the difference between Rabbah and Rava is from Medina to Medina, Be'eretz Yisrael, where according to Rabbah you wouldn't have to say because they're Bekin Lishma, but according to Rava you would have to. That's not true, and we have to delete that because, again, we're showing that even according to Rava you would not have to say because of the Oile Regalim makes it that everyone knows everyone's signatures from the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara asks, Tenach, that works very well, Bezmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. When everyone would come up to the Beis HaMikdash to do Aliyah L'Regel. Bezmancha in Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ma'ikel Amim. But what are you going to say for contemporary law where there's no more Beis HaMikdash? How are you going to say, as the halacha is paskin in the Mishnah, that then you don't have to say before the Nechtem, but this is already at a time when there's no more Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, you should have to say before the Nechtav, from Medin L'Medin Meretz Yisrael, according to Rava. So the Gemara says, no, because Kivin the Ikka Bati Din the Kvi, since there are established courts throughout Eretz Yisrael in the cities, like was the Takana of Ezra HaSefer, on Mondays and Thursdays, so Mishka Shchichi, so therefore there are caravans that are found where everyone goes to different places where the courts gather and people are coming and going to the different courts, so therefore that even Medin Meretz Yisrael, Rav would agree that you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Now the Gemara continues to ask, on the opinion of Rabbah, that the reason why we say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav is because of Lishma. It's not, we learned in the Mishnah, this is later on the Mishnah, where Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he said, Afilam Hagmunya Lahagmunya. Even from one province to another province, in the same city, but they're a particular one to the other, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Now, V'amar B'Yitzchak, he said that Ir Achas Hesib Eretz Yisrael, there was this one city in Eretz Yisrael, V'Asasiyah Sheman, its name was Asasiyah, V'Hoyubo Beis Hagmoniyah, Shoyim Ekpidin Zalzeh, there were two different governments that in the different municipalities in the same city in Eretz Yisrael, that they were particular, Shoyim Ekpidin Zalzeh, they didn't let one go from the other one to the other one. That's why they had to say from one agmunya to another agmunya, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying, you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Now that the Gemara asked, l'Rava nich, l'Rava kasha, that works well according to Rava, because even though they're so close, they're in Eretz Yisrael, but since they can't get from one to the other side, they don't know. They're almost like they never visit the other side, so there's no edim in the mitzvah in the kaimer. So yeah, therefore, if someone gets across that boundary between these two municipalities, he has to verify it because we're never going to have edim if the husband contested. But according to Rabbah, it's difficult because since we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael and the whole Eretz Yisrael is Bekin Lishma, so why would they have to say B'fanei Nechtav if not, like Rava, because of Ein Edim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai? So the Gemara concludes, Rabbah Isle de Rava. Rabbah agrees to the halacha of Rava. And that is, when you're going from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, if they're particular, if that is, if they don't let people go from one to the other one, and there's no witnesses that are going to be around, Rabbah agrees that you're going to have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. So although they're Bekin Lishma, he agrees to Rava's reasoning of Ein Edim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. But as Rashi points out, Rava does not agree to Rabbah, and therefore Rava holds that if there are witnesses that are available, we're not concerned for what Rabbah says of not being Bekin Lishma. And the reason being is because Rava holds that everyone, including the people in Medina Siyam, are Bekin in the halacha of Lishma. So the Gemara wonders, Elamai Benayu. So if Rabbah holds of Rava, then what is the halachic difference between Rabbah's opinion and Rava's opinion? Which Rashi explains, he says that this is going back on the previous two terutzim the Gemara had said. Earlier the Gemara had mentioned that since there's Oile Regalim, that the whole of Eretz Yisrael, they go from one place to another one, so therefore you can't say any more, which was one of the three reasons we said that's going to be different between Rabbah and Rava, which was a case of Medina Medina in Eretz Yisrael, which we had originally said that Rava would require the Shleich to say B'fanei Nechtav, because you don't have Edom from one to the other one. That we're saying it's not true anymore, because he holds that you don't have to say, because people do go from one end to the other one in regards to El Regalim or Bat Din Kvin. And moreover, it's going back on the answer that we just gave now, where we said that Rabbah agrees to Rava that when there is particularity from one municipality to the other one, or let's say from one Medina to another one, that you're going to have to be Mekaimit, because that there's not going to be any witnesses at when the husband contests it. So therefore, what the Gemara is asking is, so regarding the case of Medina le Medina be'eretz Yisrael, turns out that Rabbah and Rava are not arguing regarding that case. Because if they're particular, let's say Yehuda and Galil, they don't let one person go from one place to the other place, so then Rabbah would agree that you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, because he agrees to Rava's opinion. And if they're not particular, meaning to say there's a free flow of caravans from Yehuda, let's say, to the Galil, so then Rava agrees. Because as we said before, if not for the fact that there's particularity, that they're makbid, that they don't let people go, like the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel, then there are caravans that are going around the whole entire Eretz Yisrael, because we said that there's Batei Din Kevin, there's courts. So the question is, when the Gemara is asking, so what's the difference between them? In other words, you're lacking from the reasonings that we said is going to be the difference between Rabba and Rava. And the Gemara answers, you're right, that you have to leave out one of those three cases, and we're only left with two, because the case of Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael is no more a difference between Rabba and Rava. And rather, there's only two more differences, which are Ikke Beinayu, the difference is Dasyu Beitrei, which is when two people are bringing the get from Medina's Hayam, or in the same country, in overseas, where again, according to Rabba, you're still going to have to say b'fanenechtem, because even if two people are bringing it, and or if it's in the same Medina, since it's coming from Medina Siyam, there's the problem of Lishma. Whereas according to Rava, you're not going to have to say b'fanenechtem, because when two people are bringing it, they're around, they're two witnesses, and they could always verify it. And also, if it's in the same country, Medina Siyam, again, there's Edim Mitzvah in the Kaimai, and therefore, according to Rava, you're not going to have to say b'fanenechtem.